Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Hi, Amber.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It's just a nice rainy day here, getting lots of things done behind the scenes today.
You're in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rain in Florida. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
That is. Well, it's so good to see you again. Let me tell the audience a little bit about you, of what it is that you do over there in Florida. So Amber Freeland is an intuitive business coach. She has 7 years experience blazing the trail for heart-centered women in online business. She's a certified master quantum healer specializing in the subconscious mind as it pertains to generating wealth and time freedom. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so grateful that you're here, because there is no greater time than now to generate that wealth and time freedom that you're talking about.
Yes. So right? Very true. Yes, absolutely. It's a beautifully pivotal time on the planet. And, you know, it's been such a pleasure being an entrepreneur during this time and being able to connect with people and really go deep into their beliefs and their values, not only about their own business, but about the world, you know? And yeah, so I'm really excited to unpack this conversation today.
So yeah, one of the things when you were on before, we talked about, you know, sales, which is a big, nasty word, in some of the lands of the entrepreneur world, where people don't like that word sales. And so they shy away from it, which then, affects all areas of their business, which is why I wanted to have you come back so that we can highlight this conversation and talk about sales, talk about why it's so important to have your appointments, conversations on the calendar, so that you can do what it is that you are offering, that you can put this on the table. And I asked you to create a show intro, and this is what you sent me. So I'll share this with the group, with the audience today, and then we can go into it.
Perfect.
Transformational sales, in short, is when we go into sales conversations from a place of service. We sell from complete unattachment to any outcome other than helping the client have a transformational breakthrough. Mm-hmm. So that is so important, because when you go in with that consciousness and with that intent, right away, it already shifts the frequency, the vibration. So this is one thing, and we can go into it more. Because of the energy behind this process, we often do close sales on these calls. They are often the most aligned sales conversations, and the coaching process also starts in a beautiful place after calls like these. If these calls don't end in a sale, they often come with a raving testimonial, just because the sales call was so transformational for the potential client. Mm-hmm. So why do you think that so many women, I'm going to use the word women, you know, because I don't know if men have the same, if men are experiencing the same in entrepreneurship when it comes to sales, but I know women do. And why do you think so many women are so turned off by the word sales?
That's a great question. You know, and I'm with you. I was thinking about this conversation today, and I was really thinking about how it, for me, it's been a lot more women too, that I've gotten the chance to help through this. I really do think it's more of a feminine concern. And I think, You know, there can be a million answers to that, but maybe we put pressure on ourselves. Maybe we've learned, like, for, I'll just speak for myself. Let me just speak for myself. When I learned sales, I learned, you know, stand in strong leadership. Don't be too friendly. You're, you know, talking to someone in a way where they're going to be your friend and you're never going to sell anything. And I felt a lot of pressure around the way that I learned sales. It ended up being a blessing, but I did learn it from men in a group of men that I was in a coaching program with. And I was definitely doing things a lot differently. Now, that said, the first 20 sales calls that I ever did ended in a no. And a lot of them ended with like a follow-up call and couple hour conversation. I'm just trying to navigate through handling objections and all the things that we learn in your typical sales training. And it was really, really hard for me. And during that time, another big thing I learned was to go into the conversation unattached. And it was like a routine that I was taught, like, make sure you're standing up and make sure you listen to some music and pump up some energy. And then you go into this conversation unattached to the sale. And I thought, well, how do I do that when I actually need to make money? How do you legitimately do that? I mean, I can only pretend so much to not care if I make a sale. And it just really confused me at first. And then, a year and a half maybe into my journey, I had a really challenging month in business. And I remember, like it was yesterday, saying, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I really can't do this anymore. I'm so stressed out. I've done so many calls. Money's running low. I'm feeling tons of pressure. I just can't do this anymore. And so what I'm going to do, forget it. I'm just going to help a lot of people this month. I'm just going to connect with people. I'm going to help them. I'm not selling anything. Like, the storefront is closed. And that was our best month in sales to this day. That was still our best month ever. And it was because I got on, I talked to people in Messenger. I had tons of friendly Facebook conversations. I booked these short little 15-minute calls. And during these calls, I just gave everything I possibly could to help each person with their specific problem. I didn't really care too much what their problem was. I connected with them. I heard them out. I gave them some tips and tricks, and they wanted to buy our program. And they wanted to have a longer call and have a sales call, and they wanted to use what I gave them and come back and tell me how it worked, and it worked well. And then we had our best month in business. And that was how I actually recognized what this strategy is, because I didn't do it on purpose. And the big differentiating factor here is that I did not do it in order to close sales. I really just did it because I didn't want to sell it all that month. I needed a mental break. I was burned out. And because of that energy of non-attachment, true non-attachment, not only did a lot of those people want to learn about our program, but also a lot of people who had been watching for a while that I didn't know were watching just kind of came out of nowhere into our highest ticket program. And that was when I connected the energy and I said, oh my gosh, okay. Here's the thing. I'm abundantly blessed. I am divinely taken care of. I finally see that, because I had felt so much responsibility for every single dollar. And I've had to overcome a very scarce mindset, to be honest with you, which is kind of another story. But that was the moment when I was like, oh my gosh, I will be rewarded and compensated for all the work that I do. And just because I talked to Sally doesn't mean that John can't come from nowhere and buy our program. And I started to realize that the more people I helped, the more revenue we had in general, that the best thing that I could do for my happiness too, was to just put myself out there as the one to help as many people as possible overcome the challenges that they were having in their business. And that's where the whole concept of transformational sales came from in the first place.
Yeah, I think that's so important that you had that experience, because when you were sharing about how at first you were in sales, you were with the men and they were teaching you how to do it, and that you had all the rejections, you didn't have any sales after that. And that is when you realized that, wow, you know, something's got to shift here because this isn't working, right? And mm-hmm. then you already started coming from a place of surrender.
Mm-hmm.
When we come from that place of surrender, it's like, I don't know, this isn't working. I don't know how this is going to work, because the ego, the mind, always wants to have the how figured out. But you still were in the process of creating this experience for yourself, this transformational experience. And mm-hmm. again, coming at it from a true place of service, which yeah. then led you back that, oh, I'm not going to do it this way. I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to talk. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to talk to many people. And that's going to be that. And so then that removed... removed the pressure of making the sale.
It did, completely. And that, you're right, it came with surrender, because I didn't know where the money would come from. Like that, I have to be really clear about that. I was coming out of a really bad month, so there was a lot of stress there. So it was kind of a mindset game too. I just knew I couldn't push myself to sell anymore. I was going to give up on my business entirely. So I had to give myself like a month mental break. And it was miraculous. It shocked me, truly. I didn't expect that to be a good month. I expected it to be a low month, really.
I think this is actually something that we probably should incorporate into our end of month process, that when we begin the next month, we start the next month off again with that type of energy. Mm-hmm. Because when we come from that place, it's, I understand what you mean, because I've been in that place. I think it was during COVID, 2020? Yeah, September of 2020. I think at the time I was like 20K in business debt at the time, mm-hmm. where I really needed to, bring in that income to take care of that business debt, which all happened during that COVID year. Okay. Yeah. So it was really interesting, because so I had that in September of 2020, and by November of 2020, I had it all taken care of.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, that really being able to show yourself, that you can do this, mm-hmm. in ways that you, like you said, I'm always provided for. I'm always taken care of. The other thing that I loved what you said was how, just because you're talking to Sally over here, telling her about your program, the sale might be coming over here from Jason.
Yeah. That's been the greatest gift ever, honestly. And I had to go, my money mindset was so negative and so scarce and fearful that it took me a few months of seeing that to have proof that it always works out. I did not believe that it would always work out. I felt so insanely responsible and heavy around money, because in my previous career, I wanted freedom so badly. I got a taste of entrepreneurship and I wanted that freedom. I didn't want to wake up to the alarm clock and go to work building someone else's vision. I see why a lot of people love that, and I totally respect that. But for me, it was like entrepreneurship was like, oh, this is where I'm meant to be. And then once I made it to full-time entrepreneurship, and it was like a little roller coaster at first that I wasn't expecting, that's when I really realized how bad my money mindset was. That's when I realized how much I worry and how much I fear and how much I could self-sabotage. And it's also when I realized how much more driven by safety and security I personally am than freedom. Because for a long time, I was working for the freedom. And once I had the freedom, it was like, oh no, where's the safety and security?
That's and so good.
I know a lot of women go through that too. So for me, it was proof. Okay, this month I did this work. Here's what happened. Everything was great and amazing. And it's getting better and better. Next month, did a lot of work over here, came from somewhere else. I'm like, okay, I really can now help as many people as possible and just be open to, and what in like this world of wonderment of like, wonder who I get to coach next. Cause it might not be anyone I've spoken to in a long time. I wonder who it gets to be, because now I know it will be someone. At least now I've seen that enough times to where I do feel safe in my business, but it didn't come naturally at first.
No. And I think this is an important key piece to, you know, you mentioned the values, like your first value was freedom. And then you discovered security was your, and emotional security was a core value as well. And so that was the motivating factor. And I think a lot of women don't realize this when it comes to their business, because honestly, you know, being an entrepreneur, it sounds so like cool to be an entrepreneur, to be self-sustainable, to be on your own, to be in charge of your empire and do all of that. But with it comes all of those challenges on a daily basis where it's like, okay, you know, because when the challenges come of you're not having a good month, or you're not having a good day, you're not having the good days, or the income isn't coming in, which that needs to be met as far as the core value, if we're talking about financial freedom, or even being able to be sustainable on your own, to be self-sufficient in your business. And so that can be so challenging that a lot of entrepreneurs don't realize when they start out. And I think the more that we talk about this and help people realize that this is all part of the process, that, you know, to really get clear on your core values, what's important to you, and to realize that it's hard as hell. Yeah. It's hard as hell. It is. It can be,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because you really have to be able to override, like when you talked about your mindset, you have to be able to override that sabotaging negativity that wreaks its, you know, wreaks its shadow when that time period comes. So it's not easy to build it in that way, but all of it, you know, can be achieved as long as you are, you know, in the state of your empowerment, right?
That's right. 100%. Radical responsibility, recognizing that it's not your fault that you're programmed like this. So on the subconscious mindset side of things, I think it's really important to recognize that you're not doing anything wrong. Your subconscious is programmed to keep you safe. And that's typically programmed into us from childhood, from parents or teachers or even friends, or in our early 20s, you know, we ingrain things in our being. And so we run our business from that place now. And when you don't have that information, sometimes it feels like you're doing something wrong. But when we recognize, no, that's been inside of you forever, because that's how your grandma thought about things, or that's how your grandpa ran his business, or whatever it might be. And there might be a little bit of work to do around reprogramming that stuff, but that it's not a problem. Two, it's not your fault. Three, we can fix it. It can be a little bit of a process, but recognizing that there's nothing wrong there. And yes, it can be hard, but once you have that knowledge, you're halfway there. And then we do some subconscious work, which I highly recommend. And then I also do a lot of conscious work, because I still have thoughts that come in that are like last year's thoughts or 5 years ago's thoughts, the ones that I've worked to change, but they still come up. They come up today. They'll come up tomorrow. I expect it. And I just recognize it now. And I stop and I ask myself, do I want to recreate that? Or what would I rather choose instead? And so I call it choosing a new thought. And I actually started doing it a lot during a recent hurricane that we experienced here in Florida, which was life-changing for me. We were out of power for 7 days. It was crazy. Whole nother story. But that's when I really recognized that I was choosing a different thought. Sometimes on like an hourly basis, I was choosing a new thought about what I want to create in the future. What do I want to experience today? Because it's not last week. I'm not recreating last week. And I do have control, for lack of better terms, over what I experience in my future based on what thoughts I have running through my mind. So coming from the subconscious world and believing so much in that kind of healing work, I've chosen to now open myself up to the conscious mind work, which is literally, nope, that's not who I am anymore. This is where we're going. This is what that looks like. Let me just replace that thought with this. And it honestly, it ties right back around to the beginning of this conversation around sales. When we get on a call and we say, you know what? There's no pressure here. Absolutely not. I'm divinely taken care of no matter what. I'm going to be present now. so that I can give this person the most incredible experience on this call. Whatever's meant for them and whatever happens is perfect. And regardless of whether they say yes or no, I get to look forward to what client am I working with next? Who am I working with next? It has nothing to do with the sales conversation, which for me is just, I mean, for me, it makes me really happy knowing that I can live from that place, that I can coach and sell from that place. And my hope is just that more people can understand the depth behind this conversation to where they can implement it. And my hope is that they'll be happier and they'll walk into those conversations really enjoying them for once, you know?
Well, it is in alignment with your core value, which is freedom. Because when you say it makes me really happy, that means that you feel really free because you're not attached to the outcome. You're not trying to control it. You're not, not putting all of your energy on this one person that has to say yes. Mm-hmm. And how that's going to, you know, destroy your life if the person doesn't say yes. So you are free now from living free from the attachment. And suddenly you are aligned with your core value, much happier. And I really also like what you said about when with the hurricane, how you were using the hurricane, that experience, to really, again, shift your vibration, and how you saw that, okay, yeah, those thoughts that that I was thinking like a year ago, that means my energy is in the past. And then those thoughts that I'm thinking about worrying about what's going to happen next week, that means that I'm in the future. And the only thing we have is right now. And what is the most powerful action I can take right now and do right now? That is the ultimate freedom and the ultimate empowerment for any person, whether you're an entrepreneur or no matter what it is, because you're not a victim, and what is the ultimate choice that you can make right now that's going to empower you? And sometimes that means really stepping outside of our comfort zone and, you know, taking some action that feels really like, wow, you know, subtle or whatever. But now, was that the Hurricane Ian?
It was.
Wow. So not having internet for 7 days must have been, there must have been all kinds of thoughts about, well, how am I going to make money? When?
Absolutely.
Right?
Because yes. And we didn't even have power. We had no power either. We were in candlelight, humid Florida. All of our food, you know, went bad in the refrigerator. We're living out of a cooler. I could go on and on and on about it. I made a video on my Facebook recently about it because there were a lot of business lessons in it. I made quite a long video about my everyday experience of the transformation that I went through going through that and how it pertains to business. But yeah, it was definitely quite challenging. Thank goodness I have those principles, knowing that things will always work out, because a year ago, I would not have handled it the same way.
Yeah. It is an evolution in our business. It does, you know, it is a growth factor. It does, you know, and if we can use our everyday life experiences to grow ourselves, because really we are the business.
Yes.
We are the business. And if we remember that, no matter what, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you are modeling your business, you're modeling your principles, you're modeling what it is that you value. And basically, that's what it is. And you're here to help other people, you know, make their life better, make their business better, and to also incorporate those values.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I just think this is just fantastic. Let's tell the audience about your program.
Oh my gosh, we're launching something really incredible. So my husband, Christian, and I, we work together. He's in the next room. We run our business here together in Florida from home. And we primarily build out simple systems for coaches and other service-based entrepreneurs. So for instance, we build a simple funnel follow-up sequence, and we help people to automate some of the more tedious tasks in their business so they can have consistent lead flow. And we teach them how to convert those leads, of course, into a really predictable monthly revenue so that we hit on freedom, safety, and security, all the things that we talked about today. And we have a new offer coming. We do that remotely right now. We have a new offer coming where people are coming to be with us for a VIP weekend here in Naples, Florida, where we work through some incredible mindset work, luxurious lunch, and we begin to build out those systems in person so that we can speed up the process of them getting results using that system.
That's awesome.
Thank you. We're really excited about it.
Yeah. So is that new? Is that going to happen this year, or is that taking you into 2023?
It's already starting. We're having people come ASAP.
Oh, ASAP. That's good. So give us the social media handles.
So great question. The best place to reach me has always been Facebook, at my name, Amber Freeland. I'm on Instagram as well. I run my business primarily answering questions and helping people just in the DMs of those two social media accounts. And then also amberfreeland.com. There's a gift, a little subconscious reprogramming healing session inside that website. And of course, links to my social media as well.
Good. So it's just Amber Freeland. So that's how people can get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. And mostly it's probably going to be women, because women, it's time for you to move into your health and into your wealth and into your abundance, right?
Absolutely. And to create that really predictable business where you know that every single month the system will work and you don't have to do a lot of work yourself, but that you'll have that nice consistent monthly revenue. That's my goal for everyone.
That's a good one, because that really takes care of the emotional and the security aspect of it, right?
100%.
And I mean, that's really important for entrepreneurs to have that, because when they have that part, you know, earlier when I said it's hard, when they have that part already in place, or they have that in, you know, those systems in place, that knowing, then it's not hard, because you're just doing what it is that you love, and you have a consistent stream coming in to where then it doesn't make it hard. But you know, you have to have those systems in place, which is what you all are offering. So that's wonderful, Amber. I'm so glad that you came on today, that we had this fabulous conversation. Hopefully that women feel better about offering their sales, offering their offers, and bringing in that income that's going to create a thriving business.
100%. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this message today.
Good. Thank you, Amber. And we want to thank you for tuning in, for listening, and we'll see you all next time. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.